sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Has come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show, third and final hour of this absolutely magnificent Monday, April 21st, 2025 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. I got a text message from downstate listener Christine Gray. She said, I got this from my daughter, who is a physical therapist with William Beaumont Hospital. I tried it last night. She said, I woke up very briefly a couple of times, but I didn't get up at all. Also, I would add, don't eat watermelon. It's a real diuretic. You'll lose a lot of your hydration. Didn't realize that. This is what they say in this letter from William Beaumont. Dietary health and lifestyle modifications. What you need to do is avoid bladder irritants, which can be associated with increased sensation or urgency frequency of the urinary tract, increased sensation where you have to pee, urgency and frequency. Bladder irritants to avoid: alcoholic beverages, coffee, tea, other caffeinated and carbonated beverages. Avoid milk. Didn't know that. Okay. Tomato-based products, spicy foods, curry, citrus, acidic fruits, and juices. Avoid artificial sweeteners, red dye foods, sugar, and chocolate. Those all irritate the bladder. Now, as far as fluid intake, the best beverage to drink is water. Absolutely. Drink 4 to 8 cups, 8 ounces each, at least 64 ounces a day. Today, I'm flushing my body. I'm going to drink a gallon. I'm going to drink 128 ounces. Otherwise, talk to your doctor. Not enough fluid creates a foul odor in the urine and dark color. Decreased fluid intake can actually increase your risk for urinary tract infections. Didn't know that. Other beverages that don't usually irritate the bladder, include apple juice, grape juice, cranberry juice, or cherry juice. Other juices that don't usually irritate the bladder. Didn't know that. Lifestyle changes. Stop drinking the water 2-3 hours before you go to sleep, especially if you find yourself waking up in the middle of the night frequently to go to the bathroom. Avoid perfumed toilet tissues. Didn't know that. Showers are preferred over bathtubs. Sit on the toilet seat to urinate. Interesting. Fully empty your bladder. Don't rush. Stay until the bladder is completely emptied. Lose weight. Obesity contributes to incontinence. Stop smoking. Smoking irritates the bladder and is also, of course, associated with cancer. So, good text message, Christine. Nice letter from Beaumont. Appreciate that. Bladder irritants. Never thought of it. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Are you one of the many people that have always wanted to give to your favorite charity or non-for-profit such as your church, school, or local community, but believe that it's way out of your budget, a goal that you've always wanted to fulfill? Let me show you some strategies that would benefit you and your favorite charity. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Do you have a fear of running out of money during retirement, or maybe worried about another market crash as the one we experienced in 2008? I have solutions. Whether it's for education, family, retirement, gift giving, or simple protection of your hard-earned money, I have a number of contractual guaranteed payouts to choose from. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number three. Many of you, I'm sure, by now have heard that the Pope, Pope Francis, has passed away. He's died at 88 years of age, was able to basically, according to the news stories, reports that he was able to celebrate Easter Mass and passed away early this morning, this Monday, April 21st. So a lot of Catholics now will be mourning his passing as they search to find a new pope to replace him. And it's kind of interesting because a good friend of mine, Governor Mike Huckabee from Arkansas, recently appointed, confirmed to be the ambassador to Israel. Yesterday, he posted a post on his Twitter X account that Janet, his wife, Janet Huckabee, and I attended Easter sunrise service at the Garden Tomb in Jerusalem. The empty grave behind us reminds us of the power of the day. And he had his picture there with Janet. And it's really interesting because as he presented his credentials to the president of Israel, Isaac Herzog, he gave a speech. And he said, basically, it is his prayer and his work as ambassador to Israel to accomplish a few things. Very, very soon, he's working with President Trump, Secretary of State Marco Rubio, to negotiate the return of all the hostages to Israel, all of them. And he said in his remarks that he's going to make it a top priority and hopes to get it done as soon as possible, possibly as early as the end of this month, April, the first week in May. They're going to negotiate a settlement, a compromise, and do whatever they got to do to get the hostages back, every single one. He said, we're standing with the people of Israel. We're going to bring peace and prosperity to the region. But most importantly, the Israeli people will be able to go to bed at night not fearing that they're going to hear a siren that will force them into a shelter, which their enemies are absolutely irrationally dedicated to do. I pray that one thing we will see, and see it very, very soon, to return every hostage to their family back home. Every hostage. Top priority by Ambassador Mike Huckabee, ambassador to Israel. One of the things I think is interesting that is happening in Washington, D.C., and this is something I wanted to shift to, get away from Michigan and talk about in Washington, is how President Trump is absolutely changing the way things are being done, working with Elon Musk to basically uncover all the wasteful spending, all the things that are happening. It is amazing, amazing to me how the left is so absolutely out of their minds, crazy about what Donald Trump is doing for us, the American people. To save basically $1 trillion of wasteful spending, increasing revenue to the U.S. Department of Treasury by $1 trillion as well. Very, very, very interesting. One of the other components that is, I think, most critical to this process is the media's reaction. How the legacy media, mainstream fake BS news media, are absolutely covering these stories with their bias. And one of the things I think that we're looking at here is a transformation of Washington, D.C. Why absolutely is it so important? Well, The main reason, of course, is the fact that Donald Trump only has this term in office. He has until January 20th of 2029. Less than 4 years. Actually, 3 years and 9 months. Almost to the day. The 100 days is coming up of him being back in office. And the list is so long you can't even begin to read all of the things they've accomplished already. And it's absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing how the news media is responding to it. Well, there is a situation happening that I think a lot of people need to know about. One of the things that people need to absolutely know about is the fact that they are not going to cover any of these programs that are being defunded, reduced, eliminated, basically talking about what truly needs to be done to fix the spending problem that we have in Washington, D.C. One of the things I think we're looking at here, folks, is a opportunity to transform Washington, transform exactly what's going on. Because here is the bottom line. If you look at Homeland Security, if you look at Department of Defense, if you look at the Attorney General's Office, Department of Justice, if you look at Marco Rubio being Secretary of State, if you look at all the deportations and the court battles that are happening there, most recently the United States Supreme Court just making a ruling that for right now, Donald Trump is to stop until they can look at this Alien Enemies Act from, believe it or not, 1798 and determine whether or not it's a constitutionally viable way for him to deport evil people from our country. Now, the interesting thing that you have to look at, under Bill Clinton, back in 1992, when he was elected, his 8 years of president of the United States, he deported 12.3 million and had no injunctions filed against him in the courts. 12.3 million deportations under 8 years of Bill Clinton. 8 years of George W. Bush. 10.3 million deportations. How many injunctions? Zero. Fast forward to Barack Hussein Obama. 5.3 million deportations, zero injunctions. Donald Trump, less than 100 days in office in his second term, has only deported 100,000. How many court-ordered injunctions? 30. Stop and think about that. Why are they so much against Donald Trump doing it while these other presidents, both a Republican, George W. Bush, and two Democrats, actually deported more people than what Donald Trump is on, basically on scale to deport from our country? 100,000 in basically 3 months. Nowhere near the numbers of Bill Clinton or George W. Bush. But yet, that's what they're doing. Take him to the court, tying him up in the courts, getting these liberal judges to file injunctions against what he's doing. Amazing. absolutely amazing. One of the other things that we're looking at is the fact that these are, without a doubt, judges that are activists from the bench, imposing their political belief systems into this president's agenda. And if they think they can stop him, they're going to try. And if they don't win in court, they at least will slow him down. Just find it just absolutely amazing. Now, other things that are happening that I don't think they're going to be able to stop. President Trump negotiating with Israel. Take over and provide not only rebuilding, but security of the Gaza Strip. Part of getting the hostages back is going to be a permanent ceasefire. And if Donald Trump decides that he is going to work with Israel to provide military support for basic security of Gaza and the surrounding areas in Israel, there's nothing the judges, there's nothing Congress can do about it. He's the commander in chief. And with his Secretary of Defense, Pete Hegseth, it's going to happen. And now you factor in former governor of Arkansas, Mike Huckabee, being the ambassador to Israel. You cannot find a better friend to Israel than Mike Huckabee. Well respected. Absolutely going to change the way things are done in Israel. Could this be the president, this ambassador to Israel, working with Benjamin Netanyahu, this president of Israel, Isaac Herzog, could this be the team that absolutely gives us peace in the Middle East once and for all? Could it flare up later? Absolutely. But knowing Donald Trump, they'll do it in such a way that it will be more permanent than any other peace agreement I believe they've ever had. And if he injects the U.S. military into the security aspect of it, working out some type of arrangement, some type of agreement with Israel, this could be history. And there's of what I can see, there's nothing Congress and there's nothing that the courts can do to stop it. Going to be very interesting to see how that shakes out. But these deportations, 30 injunctions Donald Trump's dealing with in his first 100 days of being the president. Very interesting perspective. Bottom of the hour news break, hour number three. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, Michigan's leading news provider, delivering